This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, whose Palestinian Authority governs parts of the occupied West Bank while Hamas rules Gaza, saying on Saturday, "Our people in the Gaza Strip are facing a war of genocide and massacres committed by the Israeli occupation forces in full view of the entire world." Israel has blockaded and bombarded Gaza for 3 weeks. They've moved ground forces in now. Western countries have generally backed what they say is Israel's right to self-defense, but there has been a mounting international concern over the toll from the bombing and growing calls for a pause to allow aid to reach Gaza civilians. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer with that story.
In a video address from Geneva Saturday, UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said the bombing Israel carried out in Gaza over the previous 24 hours was the most intense yet, and he said taking out the telecommunications in the area put civilians in grave danger. He called for a cessation of hostilities.
Continued violence is not the answer. I call on all parties, as well as third states, in particular those with influence over the parties to the conflict, to do all in their power to de-escalate this conflict and to work towards the goal where Israelis and Palestinians can fully enjoy all human rights and live side by side in peace.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
In Mexico,
como era antes, ya hay presupuesto suficiente.
President Andrés Manuel López Obrador saying we are going to get Acapulco back on its feet. The resort town slammed by Hurricane Otis, 39 dead. This is VOA News. Former Vice President Mike Pence is dropping his bid for the Republican presidential nomination, ending his campaign for the White House. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports he had dropped out after struggling to raise money and gain traction in the polls.
It's become clear to me. This is not my time.
At the Republican Jewish Coalition Candidate Forum in Las Vegas.
I have decided to suspend my campaign for president effective today.
Mike Pence becomes the first major candidate to leave the race that's been dominated by his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence failed to gain traction in the polls and struggled with fundraising and support.
I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land.
The withdrawal's a huge blow for the politician who spent years as Donald Trump's most loyal lieutenant. But in the end, he was bashed by Trump, who thought somehow Pence had the power to overturn the results of the 2020 election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An Iranian teenage girl injured weeks ago in a mysterious incident on Tehran's metro while not wearing a headscarf has died. Armita Jaravand has been in a coma for weeks in Tehran before her death. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency reported her death Saturday. Jaravand's parents appeared in state media footage saying a blood pressure issue, a fall, or perhaps both contributed to their daughter's injury. Activists abroad have alleged Jaravand may have been pushed or attacked because she was not wearing the hijab, called for an independent investigation by United Nations fact-finding mission on Iran. Jeep maker Stellantis has reached a tentative contract agreement with the United Auto Workers, following a template set earlier this week by Ford Motor Company. According to two people with knowledge of the negotiations, the deal must still be ratified by members and leaves only General Motors without a contract with the union. In South Africa, fans go wild. This is Cape Town. After the final whistle of the Rugby World Cup, as the Springboks clinch victory over the All Blacks, people had gathered in the Bree Street Fan Park to watch the epic final. Andre Pollard kicked four penalties to help South Africa to a nail-biting 12-11 victory. They claim a record fourth title. I'm Scott.